Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Christopher Ramsey. I mean, I actually don't really know why we're bothering on a podcast because I'm much more of a book person now.
We are absolutely book people now. Absolutely book people. Which actually really quickly brings us on to my sponsor before we even started, because the sponsor got in touch. This very, very important literary bit of art got in touch this
okay.
week, and they want to be mentioned on the podcast literally immediately, and they're so okay. important and they're so professional and successful in the literary world that they need to be mentioned.
You said literary.
It's ears.
Right.
But I don't mind. I'm not bothered that ears are accurate because you are more of a book person, as you said.
Don't need ears for books.
This week's lucrative sponsor is the number one Sunday Times bestseller. Shag Married Annoyed.
Sorry.
What the actual fuck?
Sorry, but someone's made a mistake somewhere along the line.
Recount. I demand. Oh, no, hold on. I don't demand
a
recount.
No, it's for us.
No, yeah,
it's fine.
I'm buzzing.
Let them cock it up.
Two things to say. One, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Two, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you all so much. It was stiff competition in our book charts this week.
It really, really
was.
There
was some big books out there.
Yeah.
And non-fiction, we came in number one. Number one Sunday Times bestseller.
Don't I'll cry. It's I've cool. cried all week. I never thought the book was that... This is going to sound terrible.
Right.
It was very important. It was, a process to write it. Never thought I was going to write a book. So I never... It wasn't really in my achievements.
Yeah. Your bucket list.
Not on my bucket list, getting a number one Sunday Times bestseller. But, I mean, now that we've got it...
Absolutely.
It's incredible and very proud of us. Well done,
well
Ramsey.
Done. High five.
Well done.
Well
okay.
done. Well done. Yeah.
Should we have sex to celebrate?
Oh, come on. That's not what I do.
It's a lot.
New York Times bestseller. I might let you wankers off.
Oh.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
At the awards.
It'll be on Zoom, so no one will know.
Oh yeah. Honestly.
They've made a mistake. There's someone at the Sunday Times now is fucking raging.
I think they'll all be crying. The bloke who gave the podcast a 2-star review, he's going to be
He was from
gutted.
The Times, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
he just works during the week, though.
Oh well, that's fine. He'll miss it. Thank you, everyone.
Fucker. Thanks, guys. We love you. Thank you so much.
Here's the jingle.
Here it is.
We had a fight about the jingle.
Jingle.
We couldn't settle on a jingle.
Jingle.
So this is the jingle.
Jingle.
We hope you like the jingle.
Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle.
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shag and Married Annoyed. Now we've got the bragging
and
gloating out of the way.
Listen, you've got to give with that. If anyone's listening now going, I can't believe they're bragging. Come on, man. You've got to give with that. Please.
I was only saying that to be polite. I don't give a fuck. I'm buzzing. I'm literally buzzing. So yeah, anyway, thank you so much for buying the book. It's been a phenomenal week of sales. Yeah, it's been great. But back to what we do.
Bloody back to the
how
meat and potatoes.
Started, exactly.
The bread and butter. Yeah.
The purred.
The audio. The what?
The purred cursed.
The purred cursed. Yeah, guys, this is episode 81. Thank you so much for listening and liking. Please continue to like, rate and subscribe and all that stuff. It's lovely. And yeah, thanks. What have you been up to, Rose? Apart from crying at your stupid book, loser.
Yeah, cried a lot.
We should put that video on. It might be on by now. It might be on Rosie's socials by now. When we got the call from Penguin to say we're number one Sunday Times bestseller. I don't know if I've mentioned it yet. Ree sat in the garden and Rosie just sat and had a cry. It was, I phoned me mum to tell me mum. And then as I was like on the phone with my mum, I could just sort of hear Rosie going... And I was like, fuck's you doing? And I like looked and there was tears just pissing down your face. I was like, mum, I'm going to have to go.
Chris, this is like, you know... It's a huge thing. It's a huge thing that I just didn't ever think would happen to me. Yeah. So I'm just buzzing. I'm very happy about it. I mean, other authors in the world will be seething.
Raging. Absolutely
But that's
raging.
Fine. Because we're happy.
What you do.
Just on the lines of the book, I did get a message from someone. I just want to clear it up really quickly.
Yeah.
Somebody messaged me and said, I have one question about your book that has confused the hell out of me. Have any other SMRs picked up on this?
Oh, God.
And it just said, you mentioned in one of your chapters about wearing your older sister's clothes and that you have three siblings. You have only ever mentioned Kate and Kevin. Do you have another sibling? And they put, sorry to be personal, but I have reread the chapter over and over to make sense in my head. Love you all. I don't have any other siblings that I know of. That was just an error on my part. So I've said that I've got three. I've only got two.
Well, get them. So, email the editor so they can change that for the one that says Sunday Times bestseller on the front. Brackets, you can't count our fucking brothers and sisters because she's an idiot.
Just thought it tied in nicely with mysteries, mysteries, mysteries.
Brilliant.
So,
yeah.
There we go. Just wanted to clear that up in case anyone else has been stressing out about that.
Have I mentioned it on the podcast before that when I was younger and a friend, I must have been about four or 5 years old, and a friend of mine from up the street called Andrew came to my house. He was a bit older.
Mm-hmm.
And, I must have said this. He picked up a foot. My mum told us off because he picked up a photo of me when I was younger.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, Chris, who's this? And I went, oh, it was my brother, but he died.
No.
And like I said, it was just, you know, when you're a kid, you tell mad stories, mad lies.
Have you mentioned this before? Have you told me? I don't think you've said this on the podcast, but you've told me this.
My mum went like ballistic. Yeah, she was like, don't you tell people that.
That's horrific, Chris.
It's really weird. It's dark as fuck, that, isn't it?
So you told your friend that the picture that was actually of you
of me,
was your brother who died.
I mean,
that's some grim shit.
Well,
right,
he's stupid for not realizing it was me. I was clearly only a couple of years older than what the photo was, but yeah, I was like, that's my brother, but he died. And he was like, oh. And he apparently obviously just went and asked me mum. My mum was like, no, he's lying.
Bloody hell.
That's what kids with no siblings do. Oh, pretend they had them and they died. It's tragic. So lonely.
You would have been the kid that if I'd knocked round with, my mum would be like, you're not going there anymore.
Yeah.
Because you'd come home and tell that story and it would be like, sorry, they're off the list. They're off the party invite
list.
We've
got all this coming. We've got all this coming. Robin bullshitting to people.
Do you really think you'd tell someone that a picture of him is a dead sibling?
Yeah, I mean, that's another level of weird.
You're opening up a can of worms here about yourself.
I used to lie all the time. I used to tell kids I had loads of Lego in the loft. I was like, yeah, I've got loads of Lego. It's in the loft.
You still lie now?
All the Lego I tell people about that's in the loft is true.
No,
now.
No, this has been one of my beefs before. You white lie all the time about really shit stuff where I go, you're lying, and you go, I'm not. And I'm like, you are, you're lying. I know that you're lying. And you get really defensive about it. And I'm like, well, that's the first sign of a lie. And you,
But it's not big things, though. It's just little things, is it?
White lies.
Yeah.
Yeah, little white lies. But pathetic, pointless little white lies. Are you worried about getting in trouble? Speaking of lying, I can give you an example.
Yeah.
Very recently of when you just blatantly lied to me face.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
I know, yes. I know.
Last night?
Yes.
In bed?
Just before going to bed last night.
Yeah, just before going to bed, Robin was in our bed, bloody coming in the middle of the night like a little ninja. And I subsequently got shoved off the other side of the bed because we've got a super king bed, but he brings his pillow in with him, doesn't he?
So it needs to be three pillows
wide. So it's like
now.
Three pillows wide, which is not wide enough. But anyway, I always end up overlapping my pillow with Robin's and I get on the end. And I said to you, like, are you right on the end? Because I'm, like, logistically, this is not, it doesn't work. So I shouldn't be this wedged in. And you replied, I'm on the edge. I'm right on the edge. Hanging over. I heard you move, actually. And I was like, oh, well, he must be. And then I lay there and I thought, no, he can't be on the end. So, didn't I? Out of nowhere, I got up. Bearing in mind, I'm 6 months pregnant. I leapt up and I didn't say anything. And I felt next to the side of your head. And what was the?
Well,
there was a gap, well, Ramsay. Right. There was a massive gap between you and your pillow and the bed and the bedside table, about a hand spread.
A hand spread.
Width.
Oh, we're measuring gaps here, or fucking measuring a horse. Yeah.
Whatever. I was seething.
Listen, you first of all have a giant pregnancy pillow, which is just ridiculous. It's massive. It's the size of it. It's like having a dead body in the bed with her. So you're taking up all that room. Robin ends up leaning right onto me and lying on us and putting his red hot hand on the back of my neck, which he keeps doing, which I hate. I hate it so much. Like, I love him so much, but basically, if you watch a UFC, right, at the end of a round, the fighter goes and sits on his stool, and the corner man will regularly put a bag of ice at the base of the neck to cool it, because it's really quick to cool you down, right?
Okay.
To cool the fighter down. It's also a really quick way to fucking heat someone up by putting a red hot toddler's hand on the back of your neck, like at the top of your spine, back of your neck. It just warms us up immediately. I hate it. So your pillow's doing that. And deduction skills. It was like being in bed with Sherlock fucking Holmes last night.
Well, why did you lie about it, though?
Because I wanted more space.
What? You're a little wanker.
So I said, oh, no, my pillow's hanging right over the edge.
Hanging off the edge.
And I thought I got away with that. And then I heard a bit of movement and I turned, and in the darkness, you were just like over us. And I was like, what are you doing? And as I went, what are you doing? I quickly slid me pillow and I thought, I've got away with that. But what
you
did...
So you had more space than what I felt.
Yeah, but then what you did, which I was very impressed by, you then went back and felt the space between my pillow and Robin's pillow, and you realised there was a gap there, and you were like, you've just moved that, you bastard. And I was banged.
Because that's the bullshit that you lie about. That's the shitty little things that you lie about. Yeah. And that's horrible. And honestly, it'll end. It'll end in divorce. That will, your little lies.
I'd happily get divorced as long as you take that fucking pregnancy pillow out of my bed. It's absolutely massive.
It's really nice. Don't slag
it off. It's massive. It's unnecessary and ridiculous. It's huge.
As is your
penis. Thank you.
Face.
Thank you. Penis. She said penis.
What, massive and unnecessary?
Very unnecessary. At the minute, aye.
It's done its job. We're not here for pleasure.
Back in its box.
Until next, there'll be no next time. Babadoo, 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 ba. Something happened the other day, and I just wanted to bring it up on here because I don't know whether you're going to resonate with this or whether anyone listening will, but me and my friend took the kids to soft play the other day.
Yeah.
And before it started, the soft play that we went to is in an amusement park in South Shields.
South Shields, yeah.
Yeah, so the kids went to the amusement park before the soft play had opened, and there was like one of them games, you know, the motorbikes where you sit on them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you rock from side to side. Yeah. And they were like, can we have some money for this? Can we have some money for this? And I was like, no, Mammy's got no money. And Rachel, my friend, was like, no, got no money today. We're not going on them. So they just kind of sat on them. And then it just sparked a memory in my mind of, do you remember when you were a kid and you were at the amusement and you do that same thing of, can I have some money? And your mum would be like, no, you can sit on it, you can have a turn, but you're not getting any money, you got no money today, all my money's gone, blah, blah, blah. And then some of their kids would come along whose parents were nice and gave them money. And do you remember just standing, watching other kids play on the rides from the sidelines?
Yes. Again, a very, very, so I talk in the book about how as an only child on holiday, I made friends.
Yeah.
Another thing I used to do when I was bored on holiday as an only child was I'd knock around the machines to see if anyone had left any money in.
Grim.
So sometimes, say someone was playing on, like, I don't know, like Mortal Kombat or whatever, and they'd put, like, you know, 100 pesetas in, and it was 25 pesetas a go, and they'd had three restarts, but they hadn't took their fourth restart.
Yeah.
Oh, and I got a free game.
Have I ever told you the story when my brother got lost in B&Q?
No.
Okay. My Kev, he was only about three. He got lost in B&Q in South Shields when B&Q was in South Shields, right? Uh-huh. So my mum and dad were like panicking, freaking out. Like, couldn't find him. He'd ran off just from them. And they were like, oh, had to put a tannoy out and everything, right? For some reason, something amazing happened to me that day. Okay, right. Kev, not so much. Obviously, he was upset, got lost. I went to the Postman Pat machine.
Right.
There was a Postman Pat machine there. Endless amount of rides. I don't know what was wrong with it.
Sorry.
It's a true story.
Your brother got lost that day.
Yeah.
Traumatic experience for him.
Yeah.
And your main takeaway from that was when you went at the Postman Pat machine, it was unlimited rides.
Unlimited rides. Something had happened. I think somebody must have put too much money in. Right. And I sat in there and I had about four shots. And I didn't put any money in. I'm not even joking. Sandra, ma'am, you need to confirm that because I remember
No,
that
I
happening.
Believe you. It's not like I don't believe you.
No.
I just can't, everyone's running around just, hey, where's Kevin? Lock the doors. Get a search party. quick! You just fucking postman Pat.
I mean, the thing you really need
with
to
all
take...
of the mom's stuff. Did your mom go, I need to find Kevin. Quick, get in here. You're sitting there with a fucking plant and a pot of emulsion.
Well, that's what you really need to take from it, because Kev went missing. So he was about 3. I'm only 2.5 years older than Kev. So yeah. I was only 5.5. I was on that ride by myself. So... You know, I don't know what parenting skills my parents had at the time, but they were looking for Kevin.
Oh, God.
And was, I was just was on there
the,
on my
he
own.
He was on the noddy one at Wicks across the road.
Yes. Not unlimited rides, or was it, Kevin? Sucker. I don't know where Kate was. Probably. I don't know.
Looking at colour charts. Going,
oh. Oh, I'll get this for my bedroom. Oh, that'll go lovely with my paisley sheets.
Oh, if you don't know Kate, that was bang on though. That was absolutely bang on.
Love you, Kate. Babadoo, 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 ba.
So, as we all know, you know, the world is upside down, unprecedented times and all the other fucking shit that people keep saying. Hope you're all okay. Hope you're all mentally coping with it.
I'm not.
Not more than 6 of you at once though, but anyway.
I'm not coping.
I know you're not.
I'm not.
You've had enough, haven't you?
Yeah, I retweeted a picture the other day. It was a picture of, do you know, in the Titanic when they get to the, you know, when they're about to go back under and flooded.
Yeah, yeah.
And it said, mentally, I'm here.
And I was
like, yes, Omar.
Yeah.
It's where I am.
Yeah, I'd agree. But for me, it's the bullshit that's coming with it. It's the bullshit. It's the pointless stuff. It's the weird little shitty bits.
What do you mean?
The other night, I went to order a pizza.
Yeah.
From a very reputable pizza company. And I went on the website and I was looking for half and half. Right.
Half and half is when you get half of
so
one flavour.
So you
get
like pepperoni on one side and meatball and cream peppers on the other side,
okay.
Or whatever,
yep.
Right? And I couldn't find half and half. I was like, website's rubbish, it's not working. I phoned them up and I said, I'm on your website here. I'm trying to customise a pizza.
Mm.
She went, yeah, you can customise a pizza. What do you want on the pizza? I went, yeah, any toppings, anything like that? She went, yeah, whatever you want. I went, okay, can I have half and half? She went, no, you can't have half and half.
Why?
Because of COVID.
Shut up.
Which is, I mean, why is that?
What's that got to do with... Like, a virus.
Genuine. And I went, so I can have... I went, sorry. And I wasn't a dickhead. I try my hardest not to be a dickhead with people like that because, you know, someone always spots it or hears it or I get a tweet and it upsets us. Although I did someone did say that I was in a local... Someone on Facebook said that I was in a local restaurant once and that I said to the waiter, do you know who I am? And I fucking guarantee I didn't do that.
That was funny.
I was amazing when
well, they
was
said that you were with me at the time.
They said I was with you.
And
a,
that
you would
happened.
Never have let me get away with that. And B, that restaurant was actually where we had the after party thing for Robin's christening.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Ridiculous. Bullshit. But people make shit up that all the time. But yeah, so I went, really? I went, I can't do half and half. I went, no, COVID. I went, right. I went, but I can get any toppings at all, any amount of toppings on the pizza, on any size pizza, on any crust. She went, yeah. I went, but I can't go half of them on one side and half on the other. She went, no.
Why?
I've got no fucking idea. And there's so many little things like that. If you spotted them, email in, right? Because there's so many little things where people are going... COVID and you go, is it COVID or have you decided you don't want to do this certain thing anymore?
Finally we have a reason
is it really COVID or is it your fucking golden ticket to stop doing a thing? Do you know what I mean? I'm not a COVID denier, as that's a thing now. I'm not saying any of that, and if it is genuinely so, like Greg's, I went into Greg's 3-4 weeks on the belt when the first opened. I went, you got any stotties? No stotties. I went, why? They went, COVID. And I went, not COVID, what the fuck? And they went, oh, it's social distancing at the bakery, it's certain. And I went, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
But half and half from Dom, there's no fucking reason.
You mentioned
it. Yeah, fuck it, it was Domino's. Fuck you, Domino's. No, stop doing that, Rosie.
Stop it.
No, I should have had a Domino's
stop
black card for years
off
ago.
Domino's, because you do genuinely love Domino's. You
I love
regret
Domino's.
Saying this.
God damn it. Yeah. So I just. Someone said it was recently the other day when I mentioned it to someone. They said, "Oh, it'll be so like they don't want you to share a pizza with someone." But it's coming to my house. That's it to me. I could share a large pepperoni with someone.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean,
Chris? The whole thing is extremely confusing. I think that's what's the saddest thing about what's going on right now. It's the bullshit that surrounds it, and the confusion, and the snapping, and the changing. And if I hear the word bubble ever again, I'm gonna cry. They've ruined bubbles.
Bubbles
used to be lovely.
Wasn't bubble a lovely word?
It was a really nice word. And you'd go, oh, a nice day. Should we get the bubble machine out? Now everyone's going to hear bubble and be like, be like, why is Nana having a fit when they've got the bubbles out? Oh, she lived through COVID-19, actually. She had a bubble with her family. She's very upset about it. Don't say bubbles. So yeah. Anyway,
Nana, can we get the round floating soapy orb machine out? We can.
Of course you can.
We can.
Well
yes.
done. Thank you,
Nana. Do you mean the but? Shut up. So yes, anyway, the lady from Domino's, I broke her in the end because in these moments I always try and make them laugh and I couldn't really make her laugh. But then she said, delivery, pay on cash or card? And I went, card. And she went, long number? And I told her the long number. And she said, expiry date? And I told her the expiry date. And then she said, last three digits on the back? And I said, I'm sorry, I can't give you them. COVID. And she laughed.
Well, there you go.
I got her.
You got your laugh.
Come on!
Well done. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. So we did Saturday Kitchen. The weekend,
we did, yeah.
Which was very good fun. Yeah. And you managed to not vomit on live telly.
I didn't know it because I got my Food Heaven jack potato, so I was buzzing.
You did indeed. Boring, rubbish, waste of a morning. Jack potatoes, terrible. Now, something exciting happened that I think our podcast fans would like to know about.
What?
So obviously we started this podcast, you didn't have a job. Then you got a job, which was podcaster. Then you got another job, which was author.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then next year, once what the tour comes back on.
The Gram?
The Gram.
I get paid for the Gram.
Not a real job.
Well, I mean, then, tell that to the tax man.
Nah. Well, yeah, I wish he'd listen.
He's still charging us for me fake job.
Then next year you'll be a tourer as well. Yeah. You'll be doing the tours.
Yep, yep.
But you graduated from jobbing to something else, didn't you, the other day?
I don't know what you're talking about.
We were in the dressing room at Saturday Kitchen.
Oh, no, you're not going to say.
Yeah. We were in the dressing room inside the kitchen and the guys came in and they got some, what's the place called? A cardo or something.
A cardo. Yeah. I don't think we get a cardo.
They deliver stuff, don't they?
They do all the different supermarkets use a cardo. You can get loads of different. I've genuinely never tried it myself. I would like to try it, but it's up here. It's not up here.
So I'd never heard of this brand and apparently they deliver stuff. And they send stuff to Saturday Kitchen. They send some non-alcoholic wine for Rosie.
Yes.
I think the producer said, look, we're going to do this wine. Can you send us some? And the producer came in and said, look, Ocado have sent this, but they said, oh, we're fans of Rosie, so here we'll send her, and they sent her a little set of smellies, but then they sent her a little jar of pickles as well, because to send it, it had to be over a certain amount.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, it's all got to be over a certain amount, so they've sent you a jar of pickles because they know you like pickles. Mm. And Rosie, guys, Rosie sat on the sofa in the dressing room, in our dressing room, held a little jar of pickles in the air, looked at the producer, and looked at me and went, so someone at Ocado knows that I like pickles and they've sent us these pickles. Am I an important person now? I couldn't breathe for laughing. It was, I'm more than losing my toothbrush, but am I an important person now?
Oh, don't. Hey, I felt all juicy inside. It was lovely.
So fucking
it was really
funny.
Lovely.
Oh, bless you. It was very, very nice. It was a nice thing to see.
It's been a bit of a whirlwind this past few years.
Yeah. Thank you to whoever that was at that company who got the pickles, because I think I probably ate them this morning while she was doing a fucking walk or something.
Babadoo, 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 ba. I'm Rosie Ramsey, and this is Rosie's Mysteries.
This is Rosie's Mysteries, 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 Mysteries. Couldn't believe that he got it wrong last week.
Oh, I've done the wrong one.
Shit. Fucking
oh,
hell.
Oh, man. Okay, hang
Can
on.
I just say, we've been listening to a lot of crime podcasts. Yeah. Just went down and did Saturday Kitchen, and you listen to a crime podcast, and that was very, very good. Crime podcast.
That's how I wanted to do it.
Yeah, but can I critique it slightly?
Well,
because
no.
they do it slightly differently. You did it in the wrong order.
Right. Well,
they go. This is Rosie's Mysteries. I'm Rosie Manzi.
Oh,
they're
okay,
doing the
yes.
name at the end.
Okay. Yeah.
Go. You know, this is Man in the Window. I'm Chad. Whatever the name is. I don't know.
Chad. He was very good. Actually, he was great in that. That
one of the
program.
Top, one of the top podcasters in America.
Okay. Well, listen. Just a little bit.
Well, I never knew.
Hey, bloody hell.
Fuck me.
You're kidding.
Well, I'm not. Number one. Send it.
No way.
Yes, we.
Mysteries, 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 mysteries. Informative mysteries.
Very informative.
Mysteries. Rosie's mysteries.
Mysteries, 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 mysteries.
Right, there can't be much. There can't be many weeks left in this, for fuck's sake.
Well, actually, there is a lot of weeks left in this because, as you might have noticed, I'm changing the format. We're going with it. Yeah. The viewers are getting in touch and listeners. Yeah. Sorry, not viewers.
Winging it.
Yeah, I am winging it.
Winging it. Making it up as you go along.
As you know, I go through the emails.
It's a load of toss, but carry on.
Well, yeah, but whatever. So it's a podcast, but we've had over 45 million downloads. So I don't know what people want anymore.
I like slagging you off. Well, I just enjoy it any chance I get.
Great. Got a few emails.
Yeah.
With suggestions.
Okay.
Hate them. Hate suggestions.
Great. Yeah.
Anyway, one of them was quite good. So
great.
I'm gonna take heed.
Oh, great! Steal one.
Well, a lot of people were getting annoyed that the mystery was never solved.
Right.
And I just thought, well, you need to get a life because who gives a shit? Can you not listen to something and just be aware that it's bullshit? But no, people need the solving. Yeah. So what I've done is I've took a cue from the pew,
right?
A question from the public.
Yeah.
And this week, let's just trial it, okay? A little trial run. Okay. I'm gonna read you half the story, and then you're gonna try and guess what happens at the end.
That's yes.
Right. Okay. Do you like that idea?
Yeah.
Right then. Well, there we go.
No, a lot of people would sort of do this off air, like trial it, you know, and like come up with a format.
Nah.
But you've just ran it. You ran it from the ground up, haven't you?
Well, this is what we've done with the full thing. Why would I stop now? Let's do it.
Exactly.
You know, let's try it out on air.
Okay.
Through the podcast.
Yeah.
The listeners, you are part of the podcast.
They're
part of it. So why would we close the door on them? Don't you be closing the door on my mates. So anyway, this is the mystery this week. Let's try this out.
Okay.
I kind of miss true and false myself, but whatever.
Great.
Hi, Chris and Rosie. Please keep me anonymous. This is not my story, but is my best mate who is a radiographer, but thought you would appreciate it.
Ooh.
Is that how you say it? Radiographer?
Radiographer.
Radiographer?
Radiographer. I don't know. And honestly, don't care.
All we hear is... radiographer. When my mate was in his first term as a qualified radiographer, a man man was presented to A&E with pains in his bum.
Great.
Mysteries. When he was sent to have an x-ray, it was at this point the patient admitted that he had put a butternut squash up himself 3 days ago.
God damn everyone.
Are you going to Google a butternut squash?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm definitely not going to.
They're big.
I grabbed my laptop to almost Google butternut squash, but I don't need to Google butternut squash because I've just worked out which end. It must have gone slim end first.
It would have to go the slim end first.
Otherwise, what's happening?
It's like having a baby out your arse. Up your arse. Anyway.
Hey.
He tried to pass it naturally, but with no luck. So now he has to admit defeat and go to hospital.
Try to pass it naturally.
3 days. That was up there.
The whole thing went up then?
Yeah, the full butternut squash.
Oh, my word.
Do you think it was just hanging out the bottom
of it might just coming out like a little light bulb. The whole thing.
The whole thing. Yeah.
I mean, what did he start with?
What do you mean?
Like, you don't just go one day, fancy something up my arse. Butternut squash.
He started a lot smaller. You know, that's what they do.
Maybe a green bean.
Very slim.
That's slimmer than a finger.
Hey,
you got to start somewhere.
I'd say he probably started at like a carrot or something. Then progressed. He was probably working his way to a watermelon, but he never got there, unfortunately.
That's why he's banned from the greengrocers.
Now, from seeing the x-ray, the doctor confirmed that surgery was required.
Never in the world.
Please be aware that this hospital is a training hospital, so student doctors were present at the time of surgery.
Phenomenal.
So, the bloke is now in surgery and clamps are inserted open up his bum as required.
Piss off. No. No. Clamps.
Yeah. Clamps.
Like, oh!
Like clamping, clamping a car.
Oh, nah. No. As they started to widen the hole.
This is when you come in and you're gonna try now to guess what happened. I actually have what happened here.
This is the grimmest fucking thing.
Would you like the clock or not?
This is like if you can remember Goosebumps Choose the Ending where you read a Goosebumps and it was like, if you want to stay in the museum and look for the mummy, go to page 48. Yes. If you want to go through the portal, go to whatever. This is like the grimmest one of them ever. This is like, if I found one of these in a bookshop, I'd burn the bookshop to the ground.
Well.
Cue us up again there.
So the bloke is in surgery and the clamps are required to open up his thing.
Okay.
As they start to widen the hole,
What do you think's going to happen? Well, I mean, I've got a few questions. Have they used a knife or are they just opening the man's bum, like, wider?
They're just clamping it open.
Like a bloody, oh, God. Stretching it. Do you know them, like, you know, drawstring, like, boot bags you had for PE?
Yeah.
Do you know, like, what the All Sports bag used to be like when you bought something from All Sports? Apple one from the Apple shop. I'm just thinking of that.
Well, that's the just draw, that just, they're opening it.
Fuck's sake. So read it again.
Oh, my word.
Just the last bit.
As they start to widen the hole, the... Just whatever you think's going to... You're ruining this segment.
But, right, okay, the... So it's either going to be two things. It can't be man or patient. Or it could be man walk up. It could be the man walk up.
Oh.
It could be the butternut squash something. Came out fucking cooked. it could be the clamps broke.
You got to pick one.
It could be the anus tore.
Oh,
and that's what I don't want it to be. That's the one I left at the last. Okay, I'm going to go along the lines of, I'll do the step by step here. I'm going to go and go with the man woke up.
Okay, all right. You think the man woke up?
Yeah.
All right, okay. Well, I can tell you.
Yeah.
The pressure of his muscles relaxed, which caused the butternut squash to explode all across the doctors, students, and the whole theatre.
Fuck me.
This led to few of them throwing up. And the poor doctor having to scoop out by hand the butternut squash mash out of the man's backside.
Oh, like when you make a fucking Halloween pumpkin, getting all the stuff out and carving an eye on his arse cheek. Oh, you're joking.
It turns out that the 3 days up this man's bum had slow roasted the butternut squash.
I told you! I fucking said
you
that!
You did say
I
that.
I should get half a point.
Yes. And the pressure of his muscles were holding it together. And then the person said, thought this story would suit the podcast. So thank you so much.
It absolutely suits the podcast.
So you can have half a point there. And I'll start keeping points for you. There you are, okay?
God,
I think that's worked quite nicely.
That's horrendous.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Did you enjoy it?
Oh, no. No one enjoyed that. Not even the bloke. Especially not the bloke.
You'll never do that again. Imagine, or Willy. Mysteries, 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 mysteries.
Imagine you were one of them daughters and you got home that night and you were like, what's for tea? And they were like, your wife was like, well, we've got butternut squash. No!
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's Your Beef Lasagna?
Ba, ba, ba. Ooh, beef lasagna. Mm. Oh, I wouldn't mind a lasagna. Love a lasagna.
So me too.
Not
this week.
No gate crashing?
Not this week. There's too much going on.
Too much going
on.
Too
busy.
Too much going on.
I think you're still upset from last week, to be honest, with the books. I mean, that 900 definitely helped we get to the...
Oh, the 900 that Barry and his mate
sport.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Bestseller.
Absolutely.
So yeah, I'm buzzing with that. Thanks, Barry. Yeah. Thanks, Baz. Got you back. Love you.
Ladies first, what's your beef?
So, I've got a couple of beefs.
Great.
I've got the one beef that I don't know if you want me to mention.
Okay.
because a bit of a private beef, and I think you might be a bit embarrassed about it. So I don't know whether to mention it or not.
Jesus.
Then I've got the safer beef.
I'm always put in a weird position when you do this.
Which one would you like?
If I don't, well, because I need to hear what it is, but then we'd have to cut it out, wouldn't we?
Okay, well, should we just do it in case?
Yes, just do it in case.
So the main beef, which happened two nights ago, was we were sat watching the TV, and obviously, as a lot of you will hopefully know by now, I'm 6 months pregnant, carrying our child. It's definitely Chris's. Haven't had sex with anyone else because lockdown, COVID.
Oh, that's the only reason. That's great. That's the only reason. Hasn't had sex with anyone else because lockdown.
Didn't want to infect.
Not because we're married and in love.
Didn't want to infect my bubble. So baby is moving a lot now at the minute. Really exciting. It's lovely as a woman when you feel your baby. It's great. So we were sat watching the telly and I said to Chris, I'd felt the baby moving quite a lot. And I was like, Chris, this baby's moving. You were like, oh, wow, amazing, great. And I was like, right, quick, come and feel the baby. Come and feel the baby. Put your hand on the baby. Chris leant over, put his hand in a really awkward position, had an expression on his face of, I can't be arsed to do this. Why are you interrupting me now to feel the baby, our baby? Put his hand in an awkward position, then had to move. Didn't look at me whilst feeling my stomach, didn't see anything. Kept watching the telly.
Yeah.
Kept watching the telly. So to which I grabbed your hand and pushed it off and went, right, if you don't want to feel the baby moving, then get your hand off me stomach, you dick. Yeah. And you then lied and said, I was trying to pause the telly. You weren't trying to pause the telly. You were watching the telly instead of feeling your unborn child in my womb, and it really upset us. Okay. Like, you don't even understand.
You finished?
Am I finished? I'm finished.
Couple of things. Okay, first of all, for comedy value, I was just going to admit to watching the telly. I was going to say, oh, it was The Boys on Amazon Prime, Rosie. Was it a really good bit? Mm. But you've passed that point.
Oh, I have now.
By
have
being
I?
Cheeky. Yeah, you've passed that point.
Oh, so cheeky.
You're going to get some facts dropped on you.
Great, can't wait.
So for some reason...
Are you listening?
Anyone?
Are you listening, Rona? Are you listening? Is your dad?
Just touching us.
Your dad's.
So, I genuinely was trying to feel the baby. Mm. First of all, you were like, do you want to feel the baby? I was like, yeah. You were like, quick, quick, quick. Like, you know, like it's on its way out. Like it's fucking popping its coat on to fuck off for the night. How did you know it had to be quick, first of all?
Because
you didn't know it was about to stop.
It's like
flutters.
Do I know my body better than you?
It's not your body, it's the baby's body. Why are you trying to own the baby's body? That baby's got rights, right?
Got no
first
rights
of all,
yet.
No idea if it was going to stop or not. So you're like, quick, quick, quick. Mm. Now, shout out to Amazon Prime. I don't know why on The Boys, season two of The Boys, you've got to put the subtitles on. There's a bit where two of the characters talk, and one of them's talking a different language, and one of them's talking sign language.
Yeah.
For some reason, the subtitles don't come up. You've got to put them on and off.
Yeah.
Now, me doing that did something to the remote, and I couldn't pause it.
Is that what it is?
I was trying to pause it.
Right.
I wasn't trying to watch it. I was looking, going, why the fuck isn't this doing? And then I was trying to find the button that gets you off back to the menu,
right, okay,
just so I could do it. Uh-huh. Right?
Yeah.
That was okay. Basically what I was trying to do there, yeah?
Right.
But, another one. I'm not enjoying feeling the baby at this point because you make us push really hard and it freaks us out, right? So maybe I was sort of deflecting to try and get me, you know what I mean? Maybe subconsciously I was like, I'm not really committing to this situation because you literally go, here, Chris, feel the baby. Give your hand and push it right in there and crush your child. Can you feel it moving? Yes, I can feel it moving, Rosie, because I think I'm suffocating the fucking thing. No, push! Come on, push right there! No, I don't want to.
You were watching the telly.
I wasn't.
I'll say it till the day I die. On
well,
my deathbed,
that's pretty soon.
I'll be telling the bairns he was watching the telly instead of feeling you in my womb. And it was very upsetting. And don't do it again. Next time this baby moves, I want you there, right?
Oh, Jesus
you are going to... Every night while we're watching the telly when we're together, your hand is on my stomach, right?
Okay.
Don't you dare. I'm doing this on my own, Ramsay.
Yeah.
All you have to do is have a little feel every now and again. Just pretend you're feeling it.
You make us push too hard and I don't like it. You make us push really hard and I don't like it.
Great.
It's frightening.
Yeah.
It's your stomach. You know how hard, but I don't. Nah.
Well, great. One more thing.
Oh, God.
Could have just rewound the telly. Could have
rewind wasn't working. None of the buttons were working. Nah. I should have turned it off.
Yeah. Anyway, let's stop before we argue. What's your beef?
My beef with you is, obviously, a long going thing in our relationship is that you are just messy and you just leave stuff lying around. It's starting to go to the next level now. I don't know if it's because we've been in the house for too long. I don't know if it's because I'm just noticing more things. A couple of things this week.
Mm.
You have purchased for the bathroom. I mentioned it on the Zoom we did the other night. You have purchased for the bathroom a washing up basket to put in the room where you normally leave your clothes on the floor, which is two rooms away from the laundry room where there is a basket. You've purchased another basket just so that you didn't have to pick your clothes up off the floor and walk them one room over to the laundry room. Which is one of the laziest things I've ever seen in my life. Our son thought it was a seat, went to sit on it the other day and fell in it.
Worth all of the money that
to be fair, that did pay for itself that night.
Exactly.
Second thing, so you've done that, so that's unbelievable. It's like literally you're one step away from just putting a dirty washing basket in every room.
I would.
You would.
If I could.
Yeah, or some kind of chute system where you just put them in and they just go through a little chute and end up in the thing, like an apartment block.
Genuinely thought about that as well.
Yeah, great. You also, for as long as we've been together. I'm doing two. Did you do two?
No.
I'm doing another one. Same thing, really. You always leave things at the bottom of the stairs to take upstairs. It's your thing. It's your little checkpoint. A lot of people do it. You leave something at the bottom of the stairs to take it up. You've started doing it the other way. I've noticed more and more shit is now being left at the top of the stairs to be brought downstairs. There's like a two-way checkpoint. There's a queue.
In my I'm pregnant. I'm trying to be really careful. I'm not carrying too many things down the stairs in case I fall.
Most of them are soft furnishings and soft things. Just throw them down the stairs. Throw them down.
Don't want him.
Brilliant.
Why didn't you just see them and take them down?
Is that what this is?
No, but I do that for you. I do that loads for you with everything. Who folds up your washing and takes it upstairs? Me. No, you get lost.
Oh, your mum. Your mum does it.
No, she doesn't. I do it.
My washing. You've never folded anything in my life.
I'm not having this.
Oh, scrumple or fold?
What, bog roll?
No, scrumple. Do you scrumple me clothes or do you fold them?
I fold them.
You fibber.
We need to stop this because this is going to end up in an argument.
Honestly, no.
Not in the mood.
Can't have this.
Right, that's babadoo, 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 ba.
That's quite good.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for questions from the public.
Pews from the pews.
Public. As always, guys, thank you so, so much for all of the wonderful contributions that you send in. shagmoundinaud@gmail.com. If you want to send in anything, any questions, any dilemmas, any of that stuff, we're absolutely loving it. They're still flooding in more and more every single week. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you.
So many.
And I seem to strike gold a lot.
Well, this is when we say that we are only scratching the surface, we couldn't mean that anymore. Yeah. There's so many messages in there, and I sometimes don't get past the third page.
Considering everything we've done as well, I'm talking about unread. There's 19,500 unread.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we've done a lot of questions anyway over the podcast. Do you know what I mean? Crazy. Like 10 a week or whatever. So, yeah. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Do you want to go first or me? We've both got questions.
Questions this week. Yeah, we took a little split shift, didn't we? I'd like to start, please.
Okay.
So I looked through the emails and I spotted something. Basically, it was someone pleading for us to add trigger warnings in the podcast.
Okay.
Which I was immediately angry about, and I thought...
The whole thing's a trigger warning.
Yeah, well, I thought I want to read it. So just listen to this, right?
Okay.
Hi, Rosie, brackets and Chris, which I'm already annoyed about. didn't put a trigger warning in that for me, did you? That would get me feelings hurt. long time love of the podcast, but your latest episode caused such a violent bodily emitting response, I had to let you know that hopefully in future you'll include trigger warnings, right?
Okay.
Weirdly, if we are going to...
We sometimes do, though, to be fair.
If we are going to include trigger warnings, you have to have one for this, what she's about to say.
All right, okay.
I was having my eyelashes done and was listening to the podcast while relaxing for 90 minutes with my eyes taped shut. It is worth noting, at the point, I was wearing a face mask too. This must be a COVID thing. If you're getting your eyelashes done, you must have to wear a face mask.
All right, okay. Yeah, I didn't know you had to sit for 90 minutes with your eyes shut.
Must have really long eyelashes.
I would have got mine done donkeys ago if I knew that was a thing.
It might even be eyebrows, to be fair, because how can you have eyelashes done if you've got your tape on you?
Don't know. Anyway.
Anyway, I pride myself in not being squeamish and having somewhat of an iron stomach. That was until a fortnight ago when I found out I was up the duff. With nausea now part of my day, I wobbled slightly when you talked about the fishbowl story from ages ago. We all remember the fishbowl story.
Yeah, yeah. We'll
if you don't,
that.
I'm not even going to revisit it now because it's absolutely minging. Mm-hmm. When discussing how much money it would be, so this was a couple episodes ago.
Yeah.
When discussing how much money it would be to down it, specifically at the point that Rosie said, thick phlegm, my pregnancy nausea hit full tilt. I tried to sit up with my eyes taped shut and with a mask on to vom. I couldn't sit up, so basically chundered backwards all over myself to my beautician's absolute horror.
I'm sorry.
She kindly removed my mask, which now looked like a vomit hammock.
Oh, no.
Great, great metaphor. Vomit hammock. Fantastic. She untaped my eyes and wondered why the hell she'd just witnessed a scene from The Exorcist.
Oh, genuinely, sorry about that.
Sorry, not sorry. No, I am because it was already we were already quite far into that story by the time that happened. So we can't put it. You can't put a trigger warning after every single thing you say in the story. And like Rosie said, the whole podcast is a trigger warning. If you're triggered by anything, just don't bother. Do you know what I mean?
It's not for you.
It's just not for you. So just well, please include screm/phlegm, disgusting trigger warning, so I can have a bucket nearby for the next 7 months. Love you guys, Robin, on the podcast. Congrats on baby number 2. P.S. My lashes look great. I think she's okay.
I think she's all right.
It's not a real complaint, but
bless her heart.
Just lying on her back, just but into a mask. But
that's pregnancy. Normally, if someone had just been vomiting because of that story, I'd have had no sympathy for them. But like pregnancy sickness, I've personally never had it myself, but a couple of my very good friends have had it really bad. Remember Angela had it? Terrible, bless her.
Every day.
My best friend Angela had it with her little girl, Avie, and she lost 2 stone. And it was really awkward because she was so poorly and so ill, but she looked unbelievable.
Fucking hell, women. Yours are the worst.
No, I would never say. No, but it's just my best friend. I can say it's fine.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it to anyone else, but she was so poorly, bless her, and she was just like constant, just had to lie down all the time. If she lifted her head off the pillow, she vomited. Oh. But I think it was, I don't remember what it was. I think we went out one night off a tea, and it was like, I genuinely said to her, I was like, I'm so sorry that you're so poorly, but you look unbelievable. And she was like, I know, but I'm so poorly.
It's a double-edged sword.
So, you know, you've got me sympathy.
That's weird that, though, you know. You know, if you've been out on the drink, you've had a load of, you know, too much beer and you're sick when you get back and stuff. The next day, you can sort of see your abs and that, and you're like, oh, I feel like I'm going to die.
Same when you're dehydrated. Happy with that. Yeah, when you're dehydrated. In the morning, I was like, quite slim the day. A couple of glasses of water, I'm like, yep, there it is. Oomph, there it is.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Got one here for you. My mum's friend went into work telling everyone this story that had happened to her the other day. She'd finished work and was driving past Park Lane bus stop. Now, that's in Sunderland. It's a rather big...
Oh, so I thought you meant in London.
What, Monopoly?
What, isn't there a Park Lane?
Yeah, it's the most expensive posh one on the planet. Yeah,
that's
yeah,
what
yeah.
I thought you meant.
I don't think Park Lane has got a bus station.
No. I don't think so. So you mean the one in Sunderland
City
Centre?
I know it's got a Bentley garage, I think.
Yeah.
Driving past Park Lane bus station when she sees her cousin stood there. So she pops her window down and shouts, jump in, I'll take you home. Her cousin hops in the back and they are driving along.
Mm-hmm.
The journey feels awkward and quiet and she's wondering why her cousin hasn't responded when she asks how she is.
Yeah. She's two females.
Yeah.
Okay.
She looks in her rearview mirror at the passenger and finds out that the person in the back of the car isn't her cousin
at
all.
It's not
a
cousin. Oh.
It's actually a complete stranger, a random girl just sat in the back seat. Filled with confusion and embarrassment, she didn't tell her how there was a misunderstanding. She just asked where she wanted dropping off and took her in awkward silence.
So she just give a stranger a lift?
None of us understand why she thought it was her cousin or why the random girl got in her car anyway and why none of them questioned each other at all. What are your thoughts? Love the podcast. So she
just
pointed at someone and went, get in, I'll give you a lift. And
stranger
the person got
danger.
In and she's like, how are you doing then, love? And she like looks in the mirror and realises that it's not her. And instead of going, oh, I'm sorry, you're not who I thought you was, she just went, where to?
What? That is, that's, do you know what?
It's so northeast.
It's one of them things where it's unbelievable, but I actually believe it.
It's so northeast. That is absolutely up here. That's
like when
love
you're younger,
so much.
When you're younger and you're in the schoolyard, you accidentally go and hold your friend's mom's hand.
Instead of your mom's,
and you're like,
ah. Oh, I did that on holiday once. Did I ever tell you about that? I tried to explain it to Robin the other day. What did Robin do? We were somewhere the other day and went up with the wrong person. And I tried to explain it to him, but he couldn't get his head around it. I was on holiday and I was walking along the promenade in front of my mum and dad. And I would just walk along the wall and run along and jump off stuff. And then I walked up to what I thought was like my mum and dad. And I just like linked in with like what I thought was my dad. And it was just like some bloke. And he was like, oh, hello. And I was like, yeah. And I, honestly, I was fucking mortified.
Yeah, I've done
Even now I remember how utterly, utterly mortified I was.
Robin's done it a few times. It's very funny to watch your only child doing it.
He handles it better than I used to.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember, this is really weird as well. I don't know why this is popping in my head. I remember at the time when that I can picture now the exact place I was when it happened, mm-hmm. and I even know what I was doing.
What were you doing?
I don't know if I should admit to this on the podcast. I mean, I feel like you're have me
you've
lie.
Already said that you told a kid that you hung around with that you a picture of you was your dead brother.
Yeah, this is probably more embarrassing.
Oh, wow, okay.
So I was walking along, so I remember it was like it was really strange. There was like a building site on the right, and there was mm-hmm. like loads of big wooden sort of boards. It must have been a cheap Costa del Sol holiday or somewhere. Okay. It was a fucking building site. And I'm walking along, and the reason I got so far ahead was because I was looking at the building site as I was walking and pretending that there was a camera there. Oh. And I was basically narrating my life because I'd been watching Clarissa Explains It All.
I get it, no, Chris. That's not embarrassing.
Can you remember Clarissa Explains It All, where it was her from Sabrina and she would just talk to the camera. So I was walking along explaining to the camera what was going on.
Wait, Chris, that's not embarrassing at all. I've got a full home video of when we were staying in a villa in Spain and my mum's videoing me and my sister walking around pretending that we're hosting a travel show. So that's not, and we weren't calling our mum, we were calling it Sandra, there's the Lehman trees. The Lehman trees are here on the left, putting an accent on.
I bring you back to the fact that you were doing that with your sister.
Yeah,
I was just walking on the promenade on my own, pretending to be Clarissa from Clarissa Explains.
Oh, that's cute. That was a good show.
It was a good show. It was miles ahead of its time.
But look at you now. You are a presenter.
I am.
So it's worked. It's been practice.
Yeah.
Don't be embarrassed.
God. See? That guy who I linked in with should have asked for my autograph.
I mean, if only he knew who he was linking in with, could have nicked you. Babadoo, 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 ba. This made me laugh because when we were on Saturday Kitchen, they were asking for the public's beefs, like food-related beefs.
Yeah, yeah.
And somebody messaged on, or somebody commented on something, and I saw it briefly, and they said, you need to look through the emails for mine, mm-hmm. and they give me the content of it. The two words. Yeah, and I was like, I need to look this up. So the two words he gave me were spiked salmon.
Great.
And I was like, that sounds really interesting. I need to look at that. So spiked salmon, this is, okay. What's it called, the little box? The subject.
Subject
box. Hello, Rosie and Chris. I have lived with my boyfriend for 2 years and he cooks all the meals as he is an amazing cook and I do all the dishes. Shitty end of the stick, but hey-ho. So he cooks, she does the dishes.
That's fair.
Whenever we have a little bicker from time to time, usually when he's done something to piss me off, we have about 20 minutes of the silent treatment.
Nice.
When he's trying to win me over, he will ask, what do you want for tea? Well, I'm a stubborn cow and I hate giving in, so 9 times out of 10, I will reply with nothing. Unless I'm absolutely starving and can't be asked with the following rigmarole. I'm a shit cook, so I will head to the freezer to pull out as what we now both refer to as the spiked salmon. I have a bag of frozen salmon fillets that I will go to whenever I don't want to admit defeat.
Great.
We will both be in the kitchen together preparing separate meals without talking at all. Whilst he eats a fucking lovely homemade dish, I sit there with my sad, bland salmon and whatever veg we have until one of us ends up laughing at my predictable, pathetic strop.
I love this so much.
I love that it's known in their house as the spiked salmon.
Wonderful.
She's just like, not speaking to you, get me salmon out. So my question is, do either of you have a choreographed argument? Like, you know exactly how it's going to go, what will be said and the outcome, but you do it anyway.
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow.
Do we have? I was trying to rack my brains at this.
I don't know if we do.
You've taken to, if we're having a bit of an argument, and I don't know, I think it's like a power move, which is pathetic this far into the relationship, personally.
Right. I don't like this is going.
We've had a bit of an argument, uh-huh. when we go upstairs to brush our teeth, you'll sit on me stoop.
Oh, I do sit on your little step.
You do it deliberately to rub it in, don't you?
It's not a power move. It's my territory. I'm marking my territory.
It's very see you next Tuesday.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Our arguments normally stem from a few things. Normally, I've said something. I've normally said something that's annoyed you. That's normally it.
Mm.
Or I've tried to help and I've wound you up.
Yeah. That,
like, we finished a Zoom call today and you put an empty glass down and I went to pick it up and you, like, shouted at us and grabbed it back because you were like, I'll use it for the rest of the day. You didn't. It's on the bench exactly where I was going to take it.
I've had three more glasses of juice out of that, so go and shove your face in the bin. I've had three more glasses of juice. I don't even dare. There's no need to wash that. I'm sick of you.
Go and shove your face.
Money?
Go and shove your face in the bin. Well, is that your new catchphrase?
Yes. Shove your face in the bin.
Go and shove your face in the bin. Mm-hmm. Wow. So it's normally just stuff like that. I mean, the other night, again, I mentioned it on that Zoom we did for Waterstones, but there's only a few people mentioned watching that, so I can bring this up again.
Okay.
The other night when you were in a huff with us, and I told you why you were wrong. You were like, you were annoyed, and you said I'd been rude, and I explained to you why I wasn't rude, and then you were like, okay then. And then half an hour later, I was sitting watching the telly, and I looked at you, and I went, are you still angry with me? And you went, yeah. And I went, why? And you went, I don't know.
Just was. Still bearing a slight bit of resentment.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Okay, this one has something to do with last week. So if you've listened to last week, This one will make sense. It's a little bit rank, but not rank in like a want to make you feel sick way. It's a bit rude. Sandra,
don't be giving.
Rude,
don't
I'm
be
sorry.
Giving trigger warnings out. Don't be doing it.
We do that anyway.
No,
but we actually do that anyway.
Not bowing to pressure.
I was more so saying it for my mum because, you know, she gets upset when I talk about fannies and stuff and, you know, sex and that. Anyway, first of all, keep this anonymous because I probably shouldn't be making it public knowledge.
Wonderful.
That said, it's such a specific story that if she listens, she will know immediately that I'm talking about her.
Love it.
Anyway, let's get down to it. When I was younger, the cool club to go where I live was a manky place at the back of a pub called Cellar. And well, the name fit. It was gross. Truly, the only reason we went there was because the drinks were cheap and we lived in the sticks, so it was easier to get to than the clubs in town.
Got you.
The night went as many do. We had pre-drinking, or prinking, as we used to call it.
Awful.
Nice. So we were already pretty smashed by the time we got there. There were a group of us girls, but we split off into smaller groups as the night went on. My friend and I walked onto the smaller dance floor to see two of our other friends drunkenly slurping on the faces of two guys.
Bush.
So the two of the girls are kissing these guys.
Yeah.
We laughed and let it pass, and they spent the night with these guys. But as it got later, we were coaxing them outside so we could get a taxi home. They left the club and stood outside the estate agent's that was next to the club.
Brilliant. This club is next door to an estate agent.
Right next door to the estate agent.
Fantastic.
When I was younger, I wouldn't have been bothered. But now, waiting for a taxi outside of the
You'd
estate,
love that.
I'd quite like that.
You would love that.
A little bit of house porn before you go home.
All the houses in the area.
Do you know what I mean?
Be all over that.
I would enjoy that a lot. Anyway, the guys went with them. So they outside, stood next to the estate, outside the Got estate you. Agents with the guys.
The females listening, you will never know the feeling of judgment that you get from the friends of someone you have pulled on the night out. You will never, ever experience.
Mean?
So basically, we're talking about these two guys. These two guys have been necking on with these two girls.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other two girls who haven't pulled that night or aren't trying to or in relationships, but they just haven't pulled any guys.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, come on out, let's get a taxi. So these two girls come out and these two blokes who are basically just walking erections at this point, mm-hmm. hoping that they can go and have sex with these girls, are standing as well. And what I'm saying is, ladies, you will never know the judgment that you get from the friends of the person you've pulled on the night out. Because they know you just want to go and have sex with their friend.
Okay. Have you felt that yourself?
Yes. It's the worst judgment in the world. It is honestly...
Has it put you off before, though?
Never. But it is honestly...
awful.
It's guys listening. You know what I'm talking about, right? If your girlfriend's looking at you now and you're saying that you don't... You know, you're probably pretending that you don't. Maybe, possibly. But I'm telling you, the judgment of the sober friend who isn't on the pull is fuck, it cuts deep.
Okay.
So deep.
The sober friend not on the pull. I get that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, okay. I rang a taxi, but being a Friday night, we had a bit of a wait. We didn't pay much attention to our two friends who were still snogging these lads.
Jesus.
When the taxi arrived, we shouted to our friends to hurry up and went to get in. They didn't follow. So my friend and I jumped back out to shout again. We were confused when we looked in their direction to see one of our friends with her guy, but our other friend seemingly standing there alone. That was until we widened our view and our eyes gazed downwards. that's when we saw it. There was our friend standing, legs apart, pinned up against the windows of the estate agents, receiving fellatio from a man she'd never met.
Jesus Christ, man. What is wrong with everybody?
At the estate agents.
At the the window. Honestly. So the next morning, some poor old dears are probably walking past that very thing, looking in, going, oh, look, Marge, there's a bungalow.
Pointing at the bungalows.
There's a bungalow for sale. And just literally 5 hours before, someone got their blooming,
What's that?
Oh, don't.
Vag.
Vag.
Marge, can you smell vag?
Look at this on the floor. Look at this, being bloody snails all over here. Look at this silvery...
So we both stood there not quite believing what we were seeing, and I'm not proud of this, but rather than dragging her into the taxi, we went and got our other friends to come and look at what we were witnessing.
That's what I'm talking about. That's how you do it.
She made a very good point. Yeah, unless they saw it for themselves, they would never have believed us.
Wonderful. Yeah. Oh my God.
Luckily for her, this was a time before we all had video capture on our phones. After laughing more than I've ever laughed in my life, we eventually shouted for them to hurry the F up and get in the taxi. I'm no longer friends with this woman, but I often wonder if she ever thinks about that night as fondly as I do. Jeez. Probably not.
That's amazing. And do you know what it is? You said at the beginning there of the email that it's so specific that she'll know if it's her. She won't. That will have happened to fucking millions
of
people.
No way.
Telling you right now.
Oh,
I'm telling you right now. Yeah. I already know if I was there, I already know what I would have shouted at that bloke.
What?
It's a takeaway shut, is it? You hungry?
Desperate for a kebab, are you? Oh, that's horrible. I can't even ever imagine seeing that. Or I'm sorry. If my friend did get licked out outside the estate agents, I'd be like, oi, get off there now. You're horrible. Get off. Go and have a wash.
Get off that estate agent window. Do it at the Dixon's pork shop next door.
Or do it in your room. Do it.
That is one of the moments where you wish that we had like fire hydrants on the end of the streets like they do in America. Yes. So you could just fucking kick it. Like you do it in action films, just kick it and just a big stream of water just fires at them.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't be having that. We're not prudes and stuff. I'm all like, come on, bit of fellatio. Oh, it's lovely. Yeah, but not outside again.
They'll have been young, man. Leave them alone.
No, come on, Chris. There's snogging and there's a bit of poking and that, but...
It's exactly the same.
Legs akimbo.
It's the same as snogging, it's just a different mouth.
Different set of lips.
Oh, hey.
Wanted to kiss both your lips goodbye.
That's horrendous.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Back for 1 week only, it is time for this week's celebrity
question. Celebrity question.
Celebrity question. This week's celebrity question is from a comedian and very, very good friend of mine, Phil Ellis. If you haven't heard of Phil Ellis, he's got a radio sitcom, which I'm going to plug after his question. He's hilarious. Me and Rosie have seen his shows in Edinburgh. He's genuinely one of the funniest human beings I've ever met in my life. He did a show called Funds and Games, which was fantastic. It was like a kids show, a live kids show, but it was more for the adults, but the kids didn't know what was going on.
Brilliant.
Genius. It won the panel prize in Edinburgh. He's a very funny individual. And here is his question.
Oh, hey there, Chris and Rosie. Phil Ellis here, long-time listener, first-time caller. I was thinking, you know, with regards to choosing a film on Netflix, because remember the good old days when you go into Blockbuster and just hang around and wander around for about an hour. And I do miss that. Do you guys miss that? That's a sub-question. But the main question, the dom question, is who gets final say over which film to watch? Because I can sit there on my own for hours looking, and it's only me, really. Sometimes I call up sex lines just to ask the woman which... or man... which film I should watch, just so I've got that sort of interaction, because I'm very indecisive. It cost me a fortune, but a lot of the time it's worth it, although I wasn't a big fan of Suicide Squad, so I'd like to say to Cindy, you were wrong on that one, but, you know, too late now, and it cost me £8. So, just thought I'd ask you that, and it would be great to hear your thoughts.
Very, very good question.
Fucking nut. He's genius. He's a genius. That is, do you know what? When I listen to that, I miss walking around Blockbuster.
I loved a bit of Blockbuster. I mean, I loved, preferred actually, Global Video.
Global Video.
Don't be missing out Global.
Global Video was amazing.
It was great.
When Global Video first came out and you got the videos in them blue sleeves, how cool was that?
Amazing. Oh, and the popcorn was unreal. And it made a bit of a night, didn't it? Made it more of an occasion. Going with your mates, looking around Global, getting a bit of popcorn.
I just remembered something. So they did games as well, right? Uh-huh. So I got, I think it was for the Sega Mega Drive.
Sega.
I went and rented Worms, right? You know, the game where you're little worms and you fire bazookas at each other and stuff, right?
I don't know it, but I know
of it. Worms, you fire things at each other. It's like a little war strategy game thing. It's just a joke. I went and got that, and it was really difficult to use on the Mega Drive. It was, like, crazy difficult. I didn't know what the hell was going on. I didn't know how to use it.
Okay.
I might have even been... Was it PlayStation? No, I think it was Mega Drive. Anyway, I got Worms, couldn't use it. I took it back, and I was like, look, I was only little. My mom took us back. She was like, oh, really sorry. I was like, look, I can't... I don't know how to work it. Can I swap it for a different game? She went, yeah, no problem. So I went back the aisle, and I picked up Earthworm Jim. Mm-hmm. Remember Earthworm Jim?
Earthworm Jim, yeah.
And I took it back, and I went, can I swap it for that one? And the woman looked at the thing and went... Oh, you're going to be all right because this one has got worms in it as well. I just remember that.
Did she think it was the context?
Had an issue with worms, yeah. Totally different game. But she went, are you going to be all right because it's got worms in it as well?
Are you going to bring this one back, are you? Eh? Little loser. That's funny. Well done.
We are a nightmare at picking videos, films. We're an absolute nightmare.
We are, because I go too much on the reviews and the stars when we shouldn't, because we are currently watching Boys on Amazon Prime and we really enjoy it. And it's only got 3.5 stars. And I'm like, I'm really enjoying this. So we shouldn't really. But let's say you actually get the overriding decision. I'll watch a lot more than you will.
Yeah, yeah. I'll kind of like be a lot more sort of militant, but you will settle. But what's really weird, what stresses me out is we will look at the length of a film and go, oh, 2 hours 20, you're fucking joking, aren't you? I'm not watching that.
Yeah.
Let's just watch 5 45-minute episodes of something else.
It's ridiculous. Why do we do that? We will not commit to a film, but we will watch so many episodes of a programme and be in bed later than we ever would be in watching a film. It's really silly, actually. We need to stop doing that.
I still haven't watched The Irishman. It's apparently amazing on Netflix.
Well, the reason why I haven't watched it is because it's 3 hours long.
Yeah, same with Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Well, still haven't done it. But I'll sit and watch fucking 5 consecutive episodes of a million-dollar beach house.
Betty Broderick.
Fucking idiot. So Phil Ellis' sitcom is called Phil Ellis Is Trying, and it's on Radio 4. It starts and started on Wednesday, the 9th of September, on Radio 4 at 6:30. So episode 1's already been on. Episode 2 stars Johnny Vegas, obviously Phil Ellis himself, Amy Gledill and Alexi Sale. He said there's an interesting little bit of trivia here. The episode is supposed to be called Prison Broke, but it's actually called Prison Break because the BBC thought it was a typo and changed it. So there you go.
No, that's...
That is Phil's life all over.
Great.
It's amazing.
I'm looking forward to listening.
Have a listen. He's fantastic.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Thank you once again for listening to this week's episode of Shag Married Annoyed, which is now part of the Acast Creator Network.
Thank you so much, guys. And thank you again for purchasing the book, you absolute legends. It is goodbye from Rosie Ramsey, Sunday Times number one bestseller, and Chris Ramsey, Sunday Times number one bestseller.
I never get sick of hearing
crazy.
That.
Crazy. Guys, as always, if you want to get in touch, shagmarinaud@gmail.com. Please continue to like, rate and subscribe, and we will be in your ears, all up in them, again next week. Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello?
Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.